all starts with a breath in the dark. In, out, in, out, breathing slowly. Dark. pressure embracing you as you begin to surrender to its embrace. Accepting it. Finding comfort in its constrictive hold. Encasing your body and mind. This is where you belong. In and out. And then you open your eyes and the darkness disappears. You feel something cool to the touch underneath you. Are you standing up, or are you lying down? Everything feels blurry and dreamlike. You breathe deeply as the light of the room floods into your eyes, your vision slowly coming into focus. The room is large and ornately decorated. A window to one side is framed by heavy curtains with accents of delicate lace. In front of the window sits an antique table, two carved wooden chairs, and what appears to be a freshly prepared tea set. It feels so familiar. In the hazy light, it looks like something from a storybook. You blink a few times, wondering if you are dreaming. But you don't remember falling asleep. In fact, you can't remember much of anything before opening your eyes. A pleasurable shudder runs through your body, and you begin to turn your head to look over the rest of the room. When you stop with a short gasp. There, directly in front of you, is a pretty doll. An intense wave of pleasure travels through your body as you lay eyes upon it, and the edges of your vision blur. Your focus intently upon the doll. The doll's skin is flawless and alluring, with an almost reflective sheen. The doll seems to be looking at you curiously. Its expression is soft, its full lips in a permanent pout. Its eyes slightly vacant, as if lost in a dream. You look back with equal curiosity. You take in all of the doll's features. Its delicate curves, feminine and perfectly proportioned, underneath an elegant corset. Its other garments flow around it, seeming to shimmer and flow in the light, as if taking shape for the very first time. You feel the growing pressure around your body more acutely. As the room comes into focus, the lights seem to shift and swirl in response to your increased awareness. Everything around you seems to move in slow motion. The dreamlike quality persisting as you finally become aware that you are lying on a metallic surface, inclined into a nearly upright position. You extend your hand out towards the doll, and it reaches out in return. The edge of your vision blurs as the room shifts into a spiral of colored lights. Your fingertips are just about to reach the doll's own, but you don't quite close the distance between you. The doll almost looks as disappointed as you. You both try to extend your arms a little further, but to no avail. You become aware, as if for the first time, of a low hum in the room. The frequency barely perceptible at first, but you begin to feel it permeating everything as it throbs rhythmically in time with the swirling lights of the room. In a moment of bliss, without a single thought, you take a step forward. Your feet come down on the hardwood floor. You try to wiggle your toes, and the motion feels oddly restricted. A tiny shiver runs up your spine before you can begin to question the sensation, and your attention is drawn back to the doll. It looks at you with the same dreamy, glazed expression as before. It, too, has taken a step closer, and you find yourself smiling in response. The doll smiles back, its plump lips giving it an inviting and lust-filled look. You find yourself imagining kissing those perfect lips, wondering what it would taste like as your mouths met. These thoughts bring more pleasurable tingles up and down your spine and into the back of your mind. You let out a small moan of pleasure. Did you always sound like that? So breathy and feminine. You squeeze your thighs together as another pleasurable sensation moves through you like a wave. It's almost as if the pleasure you feel increases every time your memories fade. Every forgotten detail bringing more and more euphoria. You can no longer help yourself. The feeling is becoming too powerful to resist. You take another small step as the lights of the room swirl around you in indistinct patterns. You reach out. for the perfect doll in front of you. Your fingers touch a flat pane of glass, and your eyes go wide, failing to notice as the doll mimics your actions in perfect synchronicity. Your thoughts race. Who would trap this beautiful creature behind a window out of reach? You stare at the doll in the window, and it stares back, seemingly as puzzled and confused as you. Its mouth begins to move as if speaking, and only then do you realize you are doing the same. You try to form words, to say anything at all, but the only sound that escapes your lips, the pretty doll's pretty perfect lips, are the moans of pleasure and excitement. Your eyes go wide as you finally come to understand. The doll you've been staring at this entire time has been your own reflection. A moan escapes your lips once more as you try to speak aloud, perhaps in shock or surprise. But the only sound you make is a soft, feminine gasp. You finally look away from the mirror and down at your own body for the first time since you were awoken. Have you ever woken up before? Or was this the first time? The strange thought crosses your mind, and for a moment, you find yourself completely unable to answer with any certainty. You try to brush the thought aside as you run your hands down your body, following your fingers with your gaze. Your hands curve over your delicate new skin. It feels softer than anything you've ever felt, and as pure and flawless as porcelain. A crimson-red corset is secured firmly around your waist, tied tightly at your back, causing your breast to swell upward as you stand with perfect posture. You feel a tremble of pleasure run through your body as you admire the black netted sleeves that run the length of your delicate arms. The dress you wear is Victorian in style, low cut, and designed to emphasize every feminine curve. Voluminous skirts are pushed out by a large petticoat, giving your attire a distinctively doll-like appearance. Refined, elegant, gothic, and desirable. Your legs are encased in the same black fishnet as your arms. The look is made complete with a pair of small red Mary Janes upon your feet. Such a perfect doll. A mindless smile dances on your lips as you admire what you now see so clearly. You are a perfect doll. Delicate, feminine, perfect, and poseable. You try so hard to remember if this was always the case. Were you different before? Has this always been your face? The more you try to remember who you were, the more vacant your eyes become, the more dreamlike everything feels. In and out. Were you always a doll? In and out. Always a doll. In and out. You were always a doll. You tremble in pleasure, closing your eyes as you realize what you truly are. You twirl in delight, your hands still exploring your body as the room begins to fill up with the presence of other dolls just like you. You open your eyes and gasp in delight. There are now other dolls all around you. You reach out and your hands meet, feeling their soft touch against your own. These are not mere reflections, but others identical to you. Perfect, soft, feminine dolls. Your bodies intermingling as the room fills up with multitudes of identical dolls. You feel welcome, accepted. You feel at home, just like you. In and out, always a doll. In and out, you find yourself staring into the dreamy eyes of a doll that is your identical twin in every single way. You lean towards each other and your lips meet. You are filled with a pleasure so indescribable that all thoughts simply melt away. In that instant, you are just another doll, lost in pleasure. You are a doll. The doll is you. Every doll is the same, and it feels wonderful. You are no longer certain where you end and the other dolls begin. Who are you? It doesn't matter anymore. You smile blankly, unconcerned, prepared only for pleasure. Every doll connected to one another, sharing every soft touch, every caress of perfect skin, Every kiss upon the lips, every exploring tongue. Your bodies squirm and caress each other, an intermingling of perfect flesh and rustling fabric. This is where you belong. This is what you are. You are home. A pretty doll with a pretty doll face in her house forever. Just another pretty doll in the collection. You are them, and they are you. You are a doll, and that is all you have ever been.